This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Deny oneself. Matthew chapter 16 verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." If we are a disciple of Jesus Christ, we ought to deny ourselves. For a disciple of Jesus Christ to deny oneself is not an option, it is a necessity. What do we mean by denying oneself? During the season of Lent, we find many of the disciples of Jesus Christ exercising self-denial. Primarily, we find disciples denying themselves of the pleasures of food. This is evident when one is fasting from food or even restraining from consuming some of their delicious choices. Certainly, fasting is a Christian discipline for the disciples of Jesus Christ. Some of the disciples of Jesus also practice self-denial by restraining from social media or refraining from social interactions and so on. But what did Jesus deny himself? Jesus denied himself the possession. He chose to leave his heavenly abode and come down to this earth in order to save you and me. At his birth, he did not get a proper place to be laid. He was laid in a manger. Jesus told one of his followers, "Foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." What Jesus received in this world is the cross on which he died. Yes, Jesus chose to leave heaven to make us his disciples. Secondly, Jesus denied himself the position of being Son of God. He chose to be the Son of Man. In fact, not just being the Son of Man, he took up the form of a slave and died on the cross as a slave. Jesus denied himself the position of being the Son of God and took upon himself the position of Son of Man to save us. He took up the position of Son of Man also to serve the humanity. Jesus declared, "Son of Man came not to be served, but serve." One who was served by angels chose to serve the humanity. Thirdly, Jesus denied himself the power. As a Son of God, he could call for 6 legions of angels, 72,000 of angels, to rescue him from the soldiers who came to arrest him. But he chose not to call any in order to die for you and me to save us. Yes, Jesus denied himself the possession of heavenly abode, the position of the Son of God, and the power of angels at his disposal, all to save us. What have we denied ourselves as a disciple of Jesus? For a disciple of Jesus, it is mandatory to deny oneself of the pleasures of this world, the position, the power, and possessions of this world. On the other hand, a disciple of Jesus Christ needs to find their pleasure in being a disciple of Jesus Christ. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, to find pleasure in serving the humanity and bringing the message of salvation to the lost souls. Are we, as disciples of Jesus Christ, denying ourselves?
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.